This is an NBC News Radio special report. Hurricane Ian. South Carolina is bracing for Hurricane Ian's arrival, according to the National Hurricane Center. The storm is 60 miles from Charleston, with maximum sustained winds of 85 miles per hour. The center says life-threatening storm surge and damaging winds are arriving. Once it makes landfall, it's expected to fall apart tonight into tomorrow over North Carolina or Virginia. President Biden says the federal government is fully engaged in hurricane recovery efforts.
Whatever it takes, we're going to be there. As one nation and one America, we're not going to walk away.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the state is beginning the next steps of the recovery process after Hurricane Ian. The governor told reporters officials are surveying the damage from the storm to determine a course of action to help residents that were impacted. He added 1,000 rescue crews are checking on people that didn't evacuate from Ian. Residents in 13 Florida counties are eligible for assistance from FEMA. This has been an NBC News Radio special report, Hurricane Ian. I'm Lisa Taylor.